You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Welcome back to hour number two of Truth Be Told with Telly. We have Bailey Combe and Damian LZ the building. And man, nothing like... Did you guys get away with not talking politics at Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Well, you were working.
Yeah. But I did have a small Thanksgiving gathering.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did.
With my son and his girlfriend.
And you were able to avoid it.
Oh, absolutely.
Good.
Well, absolutely.
You, Dave?
Well, it was me, my lady friend, and my daughters. And so... We didn't really talk politics. They are, you know, they grew up in politics. So it's like, if we do talk, it is never an issue because it's not going to be that one that you just be like, "Where? Who gave birth to you?" You know, so it's not really.
So ain't nobody going to walk in with a MAGA hat on and be like, "Hey, what's good?"
No.
Never.
No. My son is good for talking politics. So.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He's real good. He keeps up on all of the things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, he's good for that, but I'm glad he gave it a rest.
Good.
On Thanksgiving, because someone trying to hear all
that. Yeah, because all of us are the same.
Yeah.
You know what?
Vein. So it don't really matter. We talking, we just saying, "Did you see that? You see that?"
Yeah,
food?
Exactly.
It ain't like
exactly.
We having an argument about politics.
But I will say this, after the election, it took me a couple of weeks before I would watch any, you know, television.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Any political-based television.
I feel you. That's like when the Packers lose.
Yeah.
I don't watch ESPN.
Exactly. You don't. You
so
can't,
I feel you.
You can't do that. I couldn't talk about it.
Because you just don't want to hear about it.
I don't want to hear about it.
It hurts.
It hurts.
Well, for me, as much politics we've been talking all of 2024, I was like, look, it's kind of my job, so I ain't trying to do that.
Yeah. Well, if we would have been in here immediately after the election filling in or something, I guess we would have had to talk about it. But I'll tell you right now.
You wouldn't have been excited?
I'd have came in, instead of my regular glasses, I'd have came in with some shades on. I'd have been like, all right, let's go.
You know, it really was November 6th.
Yeah,
it was like gloomy.
It was
because a lot of people, I think, were still in shock.
I was gonna say that.
Yeah,
was in shock.
Yeah,
and but here's the thing that was most shocking to me. It was like 117 to like 12 at the beginning. I was like, I say, man, are we watching this game? Like, to me, that felt like we waited for this Super Bowl, and it was a 35-nothing halftime lead.
Right.
I was just like, well, 35-nothing after the first quarter. I was like, man, this fooling went up 4 touchdowns on her.
Election day, because I mentor children, and so I went and voted in the morning. I wasn't paying attention. I picked up a youth around 5:30, 6 o'clock, had them to about 8:30, 9 o'clock. So I wasn't watching any of the news and stuff.
Right.
I come in and cut the news on, and I'm like, well, damn, this is over.
Soon as
they had already given Trump like 9 states.
Yeah.
Well,
and
look,
I'm like,
that map was bleeding.
And if you read out politics, you like, oh, well, this
Wait
is over.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
No, I came in early. I was in early. I was like, you know, I could not. I was thinking about how I watched the elections when Obama was running both times. And I came in early and saw, okay, she had what? Where's Bernie Sanders from? Wherever he's from.
Vermont.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
They had like one electoral vote.
Right.
Like, that don't matter.
And then, and
what in the world? And as it came in, I watched for probably about an hour, and I was like, I cannot take this anymore.
Well, Rachel agrees with you, Bailey, on our YouTube message board. Rachel says, agree, Bailey. I'm still avoiding the news.
I mean,
man, your hangover is going.
It's about to go
on a month now.
She must be a part of the 92%.
92%.
Hey, y'all.
92% of black women that voted for Kamala Harris.
November 5th, they go change.
Look, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. It they say that there is a movement, and if there is, I'm a part of it. Black women are tired of saving America. So we're going to sit back and watch. These next 4 years, y'all wake me up when it's over.
Well.
I'm going to chill.
You know you could take a cruise for 4 years.
I heard that.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of African countries that are allowing black people in with no passport or nothing.
That for a
you,
while.
Yeah. You know, you want to go. You
they
can go to go. Move back to the motherland, even though it's not your motherland.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to be scared when it's time to go. Be like, hold on. So we actually got to get on a ship? Or
I heard Canada. I heard Canada is doing some specials as well.
Yeah. Nobody want to live in Canada.
Hey, right. You know what?
Canada's I liked Toronto nice when I was there, but I don't want to live in Canada. No.
Vancouver, yeah. Victoria, very nice places.
I'm straight.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's like when somebody come up to your window and be like, hey, nah, I'm straight.
I'm straight. I'm good. Hey, man, I got these candy bars.
Nah, I'm straight. Yeah, I'm straight. Sounds good, Blair, but I'm straight.
So you know what? You know what? We're laughing. But you know, I have noticed a lot of celebrities are moving out of the country.
Yeah, yeah. If I had the means, I'd be gone too.
Yeah, Ellen
I'm
DeGeneres
saying I'm straight,
did.
But I'm straight on Canada. I wouldn't move to Canada. That wouldn't be my first choice. But if I had the means to be like, and I didn't have my daughters and all of that stuff that was holding me here,
uh-huh.
I'm out. If I hit the lottery and I get if I hit the lottery for $500,000, I'm out.
Hey. Rachel just hit us up again on our YouTube message board and said, it's going to be a 4-year hangover.
Oh, yes.
I still feel like I somehow blacked out and it's all a bad dream.
Well, Rachel.
This ain't a Biggie song.
No, Rachel.
It ain't all a dream.
No.
It was all a dream.
It's the mess around and find out dream that's about to happen to a lot of people. We'll see what happens.
What we have to do is
we go kick back and relax.
Yeah.
And we talk about it all the time, and I'm sure you've talked about it here. Those Latino men that voted for Trump in such large numbers, I feel sorry for them.
I don't.
I feel sorry for them. They're going to see.
They're going to see. I do not feel sorry for them.
I have compassion for my fellow human.
They say.
And they're going to see.
No, I have no compassion. We as black people.
You can't have that hate in your heart, baby.
Rachel, chime in. Look, we as African Americans, okay, we have been through this struggle our whole lives. People just don't realize it. They look at it as like a norm for us.
Yeah.
So you know what? These other people. They need to just dig in and enjoy themselves and smile as they find out. Because you know what? They say that they're going to come into office buildings and they are going to be deporting people left and right. So have your papers ready.
Well.
Have your papers, please.
You know, looking at some of the things that
they're going to ship them back.
He wants to do, and he's putting the people that he want in these positions to execute his plan. And, you know, one of them, I mean, just think about it. Not only he wants to abolish the Department of Education, he wants to get rid of the Department of Justice.
Yes.
And if there's anybody that has a grudge, a bone to pick with the DOJ, it's him.
Yeah,
because he feels like he's been unfairly targeted with all of these cases.
Exactly.
Now, again, he can't personally just do everything that he wants to do, but he can hire people to do that. Mm-hmm. And one of those people is Pete Hegseth, his pick for Secretary of Defense.
Mm-hmm.
Now, recently, the mother of Pete Hegseth, Trump's pick for Secretary of Defense, wrote him an email in 2018 calling him an abuser of women.
Quotes,
on behalf of all the women, and in parentheses, she says, and I know it's many, you have abused in some way. I say, get some help and take an honest look at yourself. I have no respect for any man that belittles, lies, cheats, sleeps around, and uses women for his own power and ego.
Special note to his mother. You know, I appreciate you standing up to your son, because there are certain things that only a mother will tell their son. But there are some things that you should say to them and not write to them.
Well, maybe she has said it to him.
Yeah, maybe she has. Because we're talking,
That's a conversation you have in their face.
Now,
you offer them some alternatives, some places to go to get a little help.
Yeah, he has 7 kids by 3 different women. Mm. And
if he was a black man, though, what would they call him?
And was
7 kids, 3 different women?
You know, had a sexual assault charge dropped, or no, I'm sorry, he settled but said he didn't do anything,
right? And allegedly that letter came to him after he had supposedly cheated on his then wife and gotten
which
somebody right.
Yeah, he got somebody else pregnant while he was married.
Supposedly a staff member at Fox News, where he was working,
and this is there's also a theme here where Trump is hiring personalities. This guy's been on the news since 2014.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you expect? That's like when somebody hires this is a frivolous comparison, but like when the Lions hire Matt Barr or whatever the guy's name was from the radio booth. You're hiring somebody that's not involved in what's going on.
Right.
Doesn't know what's going on. Has been on the outside looking in.
Right.
Since 2014. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
10
right.
years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's been on the outside looking in. So he's going to come in and you think, oh, he's going to come in. He's just going to see everything that's wrong and he's going to change everything and do everything. Or he don't really know what he's talking about, and he's going to come in and he's going to mess stuff up further.
Yeah.
And there's more likely that the latter is going to take place
right.
when it comes to this guy.
Yeah.
And it's crazy that all of Trump's appointees all have accusations against them about some type of, you know, womanizing or something of some sort.
Right.
And, not, you know, all men do their thing and have done things, and you know, we've all grown and become better men at some point. No man is perfect when it comes to his relationship with women in his life. But some of the stuff they've been accused of?
Man.
Yeah, exactly.
It's extreme.
Yeah.
But as you just said, all of these people, I don't think that's a coincidence. As we know, birds of a feather flock together. And that's what it is.
There's this whole list of people that allegedly have sexual offenses against him that he's nominating.
Yeah.
Total mess.
Valerie hit us up on our YouTube message board and says he had a lot of black supporters, but did he elect any into office?
Just one.
Who?
The guy that's supposed to take over
NFL
HUD.
Former NFL player.
Yeah. HUD,
we know HUD is a black job.
Right, that's a black job.
That's a black job.
Because that's the second black person
that he has put in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The other one was a brain surgeon.
Yeah.
Go figure. More after the break.
You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Welcome back to Truth Be Told with Telly. Bailey Coleman, Damian LZ in the building. We're going to pick up where we left off, and that is Trump's pick for Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth. Oh, mama.
Mama.
Don't even. And what did they say? Mama knows best?
And she does.
And so, mama wrote an email.
Wrote an email.
So she wanted there to be a record that she had told him.
See,
this.
That's what I'm saying. There are certain things.
She was removing herself from the blame of whatever he was going to do moving forward. I have told my son he is a piece of, and he needs to treat women better. And I'm putting it on record.
Now, she done recanted this whole thing now. Let's be clear.
She recanted the email?
She recanted hey, I didn't mean to do that. My bad. I love my son. He's not really like that. Whatever, whatever.
Man. Wow!
Did it happen after Thanksgiving? It was a lot of
kumbaya on Thanksgiving.
Right.
People got out of prison.
Yeah.
I didn't mean what I said, when I said the truth. Speaking of that, we want to hear from you, Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. It's been quiet this morning on the phone line. Brittany, do you agree? What's been going on, man?
Still the holidays.
People still off today.
It's Monday.
To get back to work.
It's Monday after the Thanksgiving. Yeah, they still trying to get together.
Yeah, it's three weeks until Christmas.
I know a lot of emails I sent last week on Tuesday, and people were off, and then they were like,
man,
I ain't coming back till December 2nd. And so a lot of it was like the automatic reply, December 2nd. So they still off.
That means
they ain't up.
So we were talking about the Secretary of Defense, Trump's pick for Secretary of Defense. Now he's just made another pick. His name is Kash Patel. Donald Trump's pick to lead the FBI.
Wow.
And keep in mind, he has vowed to help dismantle the same organization he's been poised to lead.
Yeah.
So speaking of putting people in positions to do what you want them to do.
Yeah.
So it seems like in the first, you know, how they always talk about what the president is going to do in his first 100 days.
Right.
So it sounds like they're going to abolish the Department of Education.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to destroy the Department of Justice.
Uh-huh.
The DOJ.
Yes.
Which I'm sure the FBI is a part of that.
Right.
Now, these are the same FBI, the same agency that raided his Mar-a-Lago home.
Right.
And had guns and all that stuff. Now, so do you think he's about to go to Washington and be like, man, y'all my buddies?
Not at all. As a matter of fact, with this appointment of Kash Patel, Kash is supposed to be going after, this is the dude that's supposed to be going after all Donald Trump's enemies.
Yes.
He said he gonna clean house. He gonna go after everybody that helped in any way, on down to the most minute person that helped any way in pursuing any kind of legalities against Donald Trump.
Yeah.
He also said that any member of the media that said anything negative about him.
Yeah.
I hope he didn't say that.
Yes, he did.
Here's the quote.
Why you think they spinning off MSNBC?
Yeah.
Why you think they doing that?
What do you mean they spinning off? What do you mean? Break it down.
They are selling MSNBC. Wow. They are separating it from the parent company.
Mm.
Well, to your point, Bailey, his quote, his meaning Kash Patel's quote, we're going to come after you.
Yep.
And he doesn't look like a tall man, so that's a problem. And I say that, he may have that short man syndrome his whole life. You know what I'm saying?
Let's be clear, though. He looks like he's Indian or something.
He is Indian. His name is not Kash, like you would think. It's Kashnap or something like that.
Yeah.
But he's a Trump loyalist. He worked during the first Trump term. He was there, and so he's been around. And so Trump is all these people. Trump don't care if what they got in their background, as long as they are Trump's loyalists, and they are going to. He wants to get rid of the FBI. Let's be real with that. So he's going to go in. Kash is going to go in, and then a lot of times what people do is they'll appoint people to come in, and then they'll say, well, your job is to dismantle this, you know. So they're going through, and they're dismantlers. He's going to centralize that power, go after the people that Trump wants him to go after, and then they'll get rid of it.
Well, let's hear what Mrs. Rose has to say. Mrs. Rose, you on Truth Be Told with Telly. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. You know what? We forget that in our society, we have what you call followers and leaders. And 90% of our society consists basically of followers. And I'll tell you, so what Trump did was he put the leaders in control. That's where the danger comes in. Followers are no problem. You can handle them. But it's the leaders that you put in control that know more than he does. That's why he's dumbing down the educational system, because he is dumb himself. But he's learning a lot. He's a hustler of the streets. And that's why many of the new people the Jesus or whoever voted for him, he represented them because they were hustlers and they still are, and he's still doing it, but he's learned a lot, but he hasn't learned how to utilize. Remember, a lot of stuff can't be passed because the people in office depends upon how you can reach them, the ones who are the Congress people and the Assembly people, the senators. These are the people you got to reach to stop a lot of the stuff that's happening in Trump. I don't care how much we might hate it, we will still turn the lemon into lemonade when we can. Don't let it go just because they deserve what you think they deserve. And we got to look at, when you say they, you're referring to everybody in our society. And so we've got to do what we can, those of us who can, get to those leaders and support them to show them they have support so they don't have to become a follower when they should be leading. That's all I want to share. Any questions?
Thank you, Miss Rose. We appreciate you calling.
Miss Rose dropped some jewels on.
Yeah, yeah, Mrs. Rose did. But Bailey, I know you wanted to respond. I just wanted to get to Miss Rose real quick.
Well, let's be clear. With this whole Cash Bertel thing, he may be a Trump loyalist. But
no, it ain't may, he is.
Well, okay, yeah. But guess what? Trump ain't been loyal to his Caucasian loyalists, okay? So he don't care. And as soon as he's finished and Cash Bertel does everything that he wants to get done, he will be tossed to the side like yesterday's news, like Rudy Giuliani.
Rudy got them cases on him, so they was getting rid of Rudy anyway. But Cash's whole point is to go in there. He's going to, like I just said, he's going to attack those who came after Trump. He's going to be Trump's his baseball bat, so
absolutely
to speak. And
absolutely.
Then as soon as they smash everybody, you don't want that baseball bat to come back on you, so you dismantle it. You get rid of it. You know what I'm saying? So as soon as he uses it, he's gonna smash everything up, and then he's gonna get rid of it. He's gonna cut that baseball bat in half, turn it into something else. And that's what, because the FBI, he doesn't want them to come back over him. Trump wants to centralize the power. So when Trump tells people, don't worry about it, this is the last time you're going to have to do this,
you're going to have to vote,
what he's saying is, this is the last time you're going to be in a fight for anything. There's still going to be fake elections. You know, Russia still has elections. You know,
they're
still going to be elections. But the people that are running, they're not going to have any means to actually run against anybody else.
Yeah.
So this is the last time you're going to be in a nail biter type of election.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. Just try to run against Putin if you won't.
Exactly.
So this is the last time you're going to really have to do this. And we're just going to, it's just going to be a given at this point. Because they got the Senate, they got the House, they got the presidency. He's pointing all of these loyalists over these organizations, and he is giving them the freedom to do whatever they want to do as long as they are loyal to him and as long as they are going. The more you go after the other side, the better I see you. So that means it's like a rapper. Let's break it down. It's like a rapper and his entourage. A rapper may have 10 guys with him.
Yeah.
But the one guy that knocks that dude out for talking crazy, he moves to the front of the line. The one guy that protects you when other people are talking great, he moves to the front of the line. So in anything, and Trump is no different than that, is that the guy that goes out there and knocks somebody out the hardest, they going to move to the front of the line. So if you the Cash Patel and you over the FBI and you start knocking people down and you going after the media, you going after everybody that says something
bad
about Trump.
You get to be on the plane with him. You get to hang out.
So other people see that, so they like... Oh, that's what I got to do.
But the danger in that is when Donald Trump feels like you getting to be too big for your britches. In other words,
Next
up.
Our Truth Talking text line is blowing up, and a lot of the people are saying the same thing you both are saying. And Craig hit us up and said, this new Trump administration is full of fools with money, misogyny, and sexual misconduct.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Representing America, what a pathetic bunch.
Yeah, absolutely.
And going back to what happens with the FBI, this is, Arnolfo? Sorry about that. We're just going to call you AG, your initials. This is Junior. So all FBI seekers will officially come out?
You know what? Some things will probably come out. They're gonna put a whole bunch of stuff out there. They're gonna do a whole bunch.
Well,
it's gonna be wild.
I'll put it this way: in my unofficial, humbled opinion, secrets will come out, but they ain't gonna be about Trump.
Listen,
they ain't gonna be about Trump.
Listen, we think of FBI, we think of COINTELPRO, we think of all the things they did against black nationalists, all the things they did against Martin Luther King, the civil rights movement. We think of McCarthyism. We think of all of the things that the FBI under Hoover was like. Trump doesn't want the FBI because that same machine, the FBI has rated the biggest threat to American democracy being white supremacy.
Yes.
They have tracked it. They have determined that is the biggest threat. So that's why he wants to get in there and get rid of it.
Yeah.
It's just get rid of it because of the people that support him.
Yeah.
They hate the FBI.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because since Hoover's been out of office and all of that stuff, the FBI has been the ones that have been protecting those same radical thinkers that we call them radical, but black people that go out and do stuff and do whatever, they protect them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So who we gonna call?
Yeah.
Who we gonna call?
Well,
Ghostbusters.
Yeah. I tell you what, I see you, Rachel and Jason, on our YouTube message board. A couple of questions that they have posed, and we're going to get reaction on the other side of the break. First, Rachel says, has anyone seen J.D. Vance?
Wow.
That's a good question.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Other one, Jason says, dumbing down the education system. What has anyone seen scorecards of inner city schools? Another great question. We're going to answer both of them on the other side of the break. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly.
Truth Be Told with Telly returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth and 1017thetruth.com.
Welcome back to Truth Be Told with Telly. Bailey Coleman, Damian LZ in the building, and we've spent majority of this show talking politics.
Yes.
It's time to move on.
Well, we're still talking politics. It's a different political.
Yeah,
yes,
that's right.
A musical.
That's
political.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, it was something that that came out recently. I don't know if it was yesterday or I just came across it yesterday, but and I'm really waiting on Bailey's response to this because she's been holding it. She wouldn't even tell us what she would say during the break.
Right.
But recently, LL Cool J says people will one day recognize him as the most important rapper, not the greatest, the most important rapper to ever exist. And that's just not my statement. Let's hear it from the host's mouth.
You know, I'm going to say this with humbly, but I really mean this. I think one day people are going to wake up and realize that LL Cool J is the most important rapper that ever existed. I truly believe one day people are going to say that. They're going to say, yo, they're going to look and they're going to say, wow, when it comes to the jewelry, this is the guy who introduced all the diamond and the ice and the champagne. Mm. They're going to say, when it comes to the love songs, this is the guy who introduces the love songs and all the love shit. When it comes to the bad boy vibe, they're going to realize, oh, this is the guy who introduced all the rebellious bad boy vibes before.
Yeah, so that was LL talking about why he feels like he will one day be regarded as the most important rapper to ever exist. So, Bailey, I normally let ladies go first, but we got a hip-hop head in the house.
We got a hip-hop head over here.
We got to hear
what
Dame has to say.
If you can see me on YouTube, I'm looking.
Not that I'm not a hip-hop head. Because
I'm looking like I'm at a debate, and I'm thinking deeply. If you can't see me on YouTube, I'm just going to describe the way I'm looking. I'm like Obama looking off into the future, looking... my brother, James Todd Smith, who is a great rapper, he is a legendary rapper. He is one of the pillars of hip hop. He is that good of a rapper. he has changed the game some with the love songs, like he's mentioned in that piece. He's out of his mind.
Wow.
James is out of his mind. Let me just tell you why James is out of his mind. Even with the things that he mentioned, introduced the jewelry to the game. Okay. Introduced the love songs to the game. Okay. What else did he say? He said later on, he says, I was the first solo artist to take it around the world because he came into an era where it was just groups. Okay. Does that make you more important than Grandmaster Flash, who invented scratching, who invented being able to, rappers to be able to have a platform, because before that it was just the DJs? Does that make you more important than Kool Herc? Does that make you more important than Run-DMC? Does that make you more important than Nas, than Rakim, who changed the game from, because without Rakim, there's none of that. So does that make you more important than Rakim, who took it from the silly style of rap to I ain't no joke, the serious style that we have now? Does that make you more important than any of? Does that make you more important than Jigga, who has revolutionized the game and to the point where he's now at the top of the music business across the board, whether it be hip hop, whether it be pop, whether it be whatever it is, R&B. He has his hands in all of it. Got a whole streaming service. Does that make you more important than these people because you came out with some jewelry? And you had some champagne?
I don't know.
Now, LL is a great rapper. LL is a great businessman in his later life. He's running the Grammys. He's doing all of that stuff. So he's great. But have you moved the culture forward enough to say that you are the greatest?
No, he said most important.
Most important, not even the greatest rapper. Yeah. You're the most important. So this rap stuff wouldn't be where it is. If you removed LL, the rap stuff we have wouldn't be where it is, or wouldn't be close to where it is. I don't think that's the case.
I don't know, but Craig says LL is definitely one of the most legendary and influential rap artists ever.
Absolutely.
And Wayne says, Telly, LL didn't lie. He was just incomplete. I don't know. We heard from Dame Bailey.
Ladies, love Cool James. LL Cool J.
Yes.
Now, I hear, 100%. Now, there's very few things that we 100% agree on.
Mm-hmm.
We get to 90, 95, but 100% agree with you on what you just said. Okay? Work husband.
Thank you. Work wife.
But let me say this. Now, I'm going to give him his credit. Okay. Now, when he came in, you're right. He was like a solo artist. He, and here's more credit to give to him. He was really, and I don't think that we positioned it right as far as the music portion, in a sense, there's something left off. And here's what I'll say. He was one of the rappers that took that whole including R&B in your music in a prominent way. He was one of the rappers that really, you know, took that to a new height. It had started a little bit with Rakim and, you know, the whole Jody Watley thing and all that kind of stuff. But he really took it to a new level, you know. With that whole thing. And that was, you know, sort of the, you know, the thing that made his lane change, right? Mm-hmm. He made that sort of thing more prominent.
Right.
Okay, during his walk-in or his walk-through. He did kind of change. That's how he kind of changed the game, or, you know, when he came in. But after that, I mean, he didn't introduce the gold chain, to be real. I mean, they had him way back with Grandmaster Flash and them. You didn't see it very prominent. But Run-DMC, they had the gold chains big time. He didn't really bring the gold chain in the game.
Is he more important than the woman who owned the record label that put Sugar Hill out? That put the first rap record out? I'm not saying that at all.
I'm not even saying that he should necessarily be on the Rushmore of...
Nah, we've had that. Now, that's where we disagree. I would put him on the Rushmore.
I don't If you only got a few slots there.
As far as what he's done for the game, I think if he's not on the Rushmore, he's definitely up there taking a picture with him.
Yeah. He might be the one taking the picture of this.
Well, let's hear from Al. Al, you on Truth Be Told with Telly. Good morning.
Good morning. Here's my question to you. Where's all the hell at from the black Republicans? What I don't understand is how you going to let a white man who's second generation tell you how to be American when you are more American than this white man. Elon Musk was born in South Africa. He flew here. He did not grow here. Donald Trump, grandparents, immigrants. So how is these big black bad wolf mountain lion ninjas going to let a white man tell you how to be American when your grandparents is more American than this whitey? Because y'all awfully quiet talking about morals and everything when it comes to people like Donald Trump. Now everybody's quiet. Like the woman in the church who slept with half of the congregation. The men, the women, the pastor, and the female ordained minister. Can you help me understand that, please? And I'll hang up and listen. Because I know this is going to be rich.
We're going to go back to this. We're going to leave LL alone. We're going to go to my man Al. A.L. How does Al, I got two things to say. How does Al always manage to bring whatever the subject is, he going to throw the church under the bus?
Well, he going to bring the church
church
in.
Is going to get under the bus.
The church is going to get there.
That's number one. Number two, Al sound like he running right now.
He's outside the cold. He's
chased
something
by a dog. There's something going on. And Al, we wish you Godspeed.
Yeah.
To wherever you headed. Out. Because you sound like you under pressure right now. But that's okay. But as far as your comment, I can't disagree with you. I agree with you. Where are the big bad black Republicans? Where are they?
They ain't now. They don't really exist. No.
They don't really exist.
But here's the problem with that. We knew that would be the case while they were out there doing that.
They didn't know.
Because, like come on, man. Because
they dumb. That's my in my Al voice.
They dumb.
They dumb as the pastor.
Al, we can't even disagree with you on that, okay. Man. We can't disagree with you because, again, when you go from basically about 20... if that many days, 20, 25 days of where the GOP acted like they cared about black people.
Right.
To not nominating anyone. Well, you got the one black job where the Department
the HUD.
Of, yeah, the
House
HUD.
And Urban Development.
Yeah. So that went to another, the only black person in this administration so far.
Yes.
And you will have people call up here, Bailey, that will say, oh, that doesn't mean anything. Race doesn't matter. But how are you going to have someone that doesn't look like you defend or protect you?
Right. I mean, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to
At
happen.
At the end of the day, like my daddy always told me, when the doo-doo hit the fan, it ain't going to hit none of them. So that's how you need to pick who your friends are.
Yep.
Think on that. That's deep, though.
It is.
When it hit the fan, they going to get out the way. And they're going to use their privilege to protect them.
Yep.
They're going to use whatever they can to protect them.
Yep.
The only person going to be standing there is you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you need to pick and choose who you. Now, all of my brothers who have gone out and worn MAGA hats and defended Trump in all of these, ciphers that we've had and all of these conversations we've had, just know that.
Same energy.
When a doo-doo hit the fan.
Same energy.
Ain't none of it. It's going to all come back on you. You're going to be the one that people going to remember.
Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised when they out of raincoats for you.
Yes.
Exactly.
When it's time for them to flee or do whatever, and they leave you, and this is what we're seeing right now.
You're going to need to have the same energy.
Oh, Al hit us up on our YouTube message board. Al, like we said, Godspeed. Al said, I'm walking. My car battery went out, so I'm multitasking.
It's cold, man.
So you got to make sure that battery stays right. Al, we wish you luck. We know you will be straight. When we come back, we will have our Truth of the matter. And I was going to give my LL comment, but we just keep going back to the politics.
So
it might be that more after the break.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
So you go Whitney Houston, Ricky?
Right, okay.
I had no choice.
Okay.
Well, we ain't got no choice but to get to Mike. Mike, thank you for holding. You on Truth Be Told with Telly. Good morning. Mike? Going once?
Yeah, security Mike?
Yeah, security Mike. What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing? My guy, this is DT. What happened with DT? Oh, I haven't heard from her.
Man, you need to pay attention to the show going off, brother.
Well, you know, man, I work a lot, and I be catching the week, catching you guys on the weekend. Uh-huh. You know, the replays. But my thing is, I agree 100% with Al on that. I ain't letting these brothers and sisters off the hook, man, that voted for Trump. And like you had Wink call in to Sherwin's show. You had, because I don't listen to no other show but you guys and Sherwin now. You had the guy calling the show talking, man, y'all going to be talking about this for 4 years. Yeah, because when this man mess up, we want to keep it in the airways so people know just what happened and just what they voted for.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm not letting them off the hook, man, because check it out. They ain't doing, they feel like they won, because Sherman Park, Al called, feel like they won something. And he tried to say something about, yeah, maybe he can bring the inflation down and this and that, man. The inflation, we handing this guy a good economy, a great economy. But he pushing these tariffs and everything. Watch how he mess it up. And we don't want to hear no excuses, man, because he got all the levers of government. These guys feel like they want something because they call in the show, Wink calling the show, hollering the same thing, talking about, yeah, y'all going to keep talking about this for 4 years, showing so yeah, because I'm going to make you guys aware of what's about to come down. This guy ain't going to hire nobody in this cabinet. I thought he hired Tim Scott.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he hired Tim Scott, and that's another brother that he hired for the HUD. That's a watered-down brother.
No, it's not, it's not Tim Scott. It's another brother. It's another brother that he hired, but it's not Tim Scott. Tim Scott still doesn't have a spot.
Well, that's what I said. I said he hired another brother, but that's a watered-down brother.
Yeah.
That's
one of these house brothers, man. I mean, I'm just saying, y'all told Sherman, keep it going, keep it so they're aware of what's about to come down, because y'all walking along side by side with white supremacists, man.
Yeah, yeah. Fact. Security Mike, we gotta get out of here. Security Mike, we appreciate the call and your listenership. We got to get to our truth of the matter. We are running out of the show. Bailey, what is your truth of the matter?
In the words of one of my favorite old school groups, Ready for the World, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. So don't be hating on Joe Biden because he pardoned his son. You know what? There's a whole lot that's been, that is going to seem so minor as we roll along this next 4 years. Good luck, everybody. I'll be over here watching everything. By the way, you know what? His last administration, I stopped watching other television shows. All I needed was MSNBC because of all the drama. There you go.
All right, Dane.
My truth of the matter is simple. I agree with everything that Bailey said, but I also want to give a shout out to one of my brother, Russell Stamper, the second. Today is his birthday, so happy birthday, brother.
Yeah, that's a good one. And my truth of the matter is I'm just happy that we are starting December off right. And keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly, because all month long we will have our guest co-host and we're going to have some fun in the month of December. And that's going to
do it
for Truth Be Told with Telly. Thank you, BC, Bailey Coleman. Thank you, Dame. Y'all back tomorow? Y'all back tomorrow? I ain't looked at the schedule yet.
You might be back tomorrow.
You ain't back
tomorrow. I don't know. We'll figure it out after this show goes off. Up next is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes. Peace out.
Is it tomorrow?
Yeah.